Bob Shea is a co-founder of Devices for the Disabled, and we read a great story about someone that you helped by providing them basically a lifeline, and that is a powered wheelchair. Thank you for joining us, Bob. You might get a kick out of this because John Williams, I was talking about your organization with him today, and his father calls it an electric chair. And he's advanced in age, and he kept saying, don't call it an electric chair. It sounds bad, Dad. But others were saying, well, back in the day, that's what they were called. So what is the official name now? A powerized wheelchair, or what is it?
It's a powered wheelchair, electric, whatever. You know, okay. It's not a manual wheelchair, I guess. So whatever someone wants to call it, that's just fine.
And it gives freedom and independence to people who are otherwise stuck in their house because they don't have the strength to, you know, get out with a manual wheelchair. So tell everybody about your organization, Devices for the Disabled.
Sure. Devices for the Disabled was started by myself and a friend of mine, Ed Kane. And I had been diagnosed with a neurological disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome and ended up being totally paralyzed. And Ed was diagnosed with ALS. So our diseases had taught us how important this type of equipment is, wheelchairs, walkers, powered wheelchairs. It literally gives you your life back. And when Ed, his disease had progressed to the point that he was prescribed a complex powered wheelchair, he had insurance, and it allocated up to $2,500 for a wheelchair. Well, that complex wheelchair cost $30,000.
Wow.
Now, yes, and it goes up from there. So the question was, not even just a poor person, where does a middle-class family come up with $27,000 for a wheelchair?
Yeah. And the problem is they don't, right? And then that person's independence is completely taken away from them.
Then you lay in bed. He was able to take the money out of his 401k, but if he had not had that ability, then he would have spent the rest of his life laying in a bed. And so we, knowing that this literally gives you your life back, we said, well, there has to be an agency or an organization that would help somebody in this situation, and we could find nothing. And it was in the city of Chicago, where there's over 500,000 people who are deemed handicapped in one way or another. All we could find was one little lending locker in the basement of a church on the north side of Chicago. And so there was this urban myth, you can't repurpose this type of medical equipment. And our response was, well, you can sell a used car. How come I can't give somebody a cane that had been used?
Yeah, and many people, you know, like if someone passes on from ALS, you don't want that piece of independence that they had to go unused. You want to give it to somebody else in need.
That was the big surprise for us. We knew, of course, somebody who gets the equipment is going to benefit. But for most of the people who donate the equipment to us, this was my mother's wheelchair. This was my husband's scooter. And now that I can give it to a nonprofit, and all our equipment, all our services are free. We charge for nothing.
And I hear there's no red tape.
No red tape. When someone comes in, we most 80% of our patients are from safety net hospitals or clinics. And if you've been referred, you get the equipment, no questions asked. No, you don't have to provide documentation or anything. You get the equipment that you need. And so someone said that's so simple. And the usually good ideas are the simple ones.
I'm reading, Bob, is that you have wheelchairs for people in need. Is that true?
We do. Right now, these people of Chicago have been so generous with us that we have had a number of powered wheelchairs donated to us. I mean, just last Friday, the Felician Sisters, a convent on Peterson Avenue, donated 6 powered wheelchairs to us. And so we have a surplus of powered wheelchairs for time being. So we're saying, hey, let's get the word out, and let's so that the people who need it get what they need.
That is so important and so gracious. I commend you for your work. And how is it that people can find you? Just go on and Google Devices for the Disabled, or do you have a specific website?
Our website is Devices. It's all small caps. Devices, the number for the disabled.org. And you can see our story. You can request equipment. You can donate equipment, or certainly we would love you to support our mission and donate to us as well.
Absolutely. I will support your mission every chance I get. Thank you so much for sharing what is good news with us, not only developing a fantastic organization and giving back, but also the fact that they're willing to help you. So Devices for the Disabled, and use the number 4, not the word.